Again, we drop into our heart chakras and we tune into a feeling of gratitude. Feel a resonance there with the feeling of gratitude. It's almost like a sound. If gratitude's a hard energy to feel, then tune into a feeling of appreciation. Something that puts a smile on your face. And tune into this from your heart. And the more often you tune into the feeling of gratitude during the whole transmission, the stronger it will be, actually. It's an incredible healer in its own right. We send love and gratitude to the heart of the earth. And we ask Mother Earth to send her beautiful energy up to our Earth Star Chakra. And from our Earth Star Chakra, this Mother Earth energy comes up our pranic tube, comes up our central axis. It enters our first chakra and the energy goes where it needs to go. Tricking up that Mother Earth energy. Imagine roots deep into the earth drinking up the nourishment, drinking up that yin energy. And we ask the sacred elements, earth, fire, water, air, and ether, to come into their highest possible balance, relationship, harmony, and vibration. To help support our connection to Mother Earth. And we send love and gratitude to Father Sun. And we ask Father Sun to send his beautiful energy down to our soul star chakra, about 8 inches over our head. And from our soul star chakra, Father Sun energy comes down into our crown via our pranic tube, via our central axis, into our crown, and the energy goes where it needs to go. Father Sun energy down. And we ask the divine feminine, the divine mother aspect of creation, we ask her to send a spark of light to our heart chakra. A spark of light from the divine feminine, the divine mother aspect of creation, into our heart chakra. And we ask the divine male aspect of creation, the divine father aspect of creation, to send a beautiful spark of light into our heart chakra. The divine male energy of creation, the divine father aspect of creation, to send a spark of light to our heart chakra. And we ask the divine feminine, the divine mother aspect of creation, and the divine male and the divine father aspect of creation to connect in our heart chakra. And as they connect, they ignite. To create a prana vortex. And the vortex drinks up the Mother Earth energy, the Divine Mother energy and the Divine Father energy. Keeps drinking it up so that it's a balanced vortex. It may need more of the Divine Mother, it may need more of the Divine Father, but it keeps drinking and drinking until this is continuously made into a very powerful prana vortex. Drinking in the Divine Mother and the Divine Father, drinking it in. Making a really strong vortex of balanced yin and balanced yang. And even ask for whichever one, yin or yang, you need the most in this vortex to go into the vortex. I ask whichever I need the most, the Divine Mother or the Divine Father, to please continuously fill this vortex, making it strong. Creating the vortex. Making it into a very, very strong vortex so it becomes a real master blaster to burn away the low density energy that's clogging the vortexes of your axiotonal grids. And now we ask this powerful vortex, this powerful prana vortex, to go where the healing is needed, wherever it is in the highest good, or to the place of need that you have that you had determined earlier. So we're asking the prana vortex to go where healing is needed, wherever's in the highest good, or to a place of a need you have. And we ask this prana vortex to go to the axiotonal grid of the highest need in relationship to your intention. So that the prana vortex, carrying the axiotonal lines of living light, of sound and light, can bring regeneration and renewal. Keep drinking in the Divine Mother and the Divine Father, feeding the vortex. Drinking it in. And we ask the divine, this prana vortex, this powerful prana vortex of the Divine Mother and the Divine Father, to go to the axiotonal grid that's in the highest need, meeting the physicality at that point. And we ask the vortex to be a master blaster there and blast away the density there to work through the clogging of the axiotonal grid vortex. To keep blasting away at the density. So you want the opening in the axiotonal grid to receive the axiotonal lines of living light. Again, we ask the prana vortex to keep drinking in the Divine Mother and Divine Father energy to keep strong, become such a master blaster, blasting away the density that's clogging the axiotonal grids. And now we ask the axiotonal lines of living light to flow unimpeded into the axiotonal grids, to be disseminated wherever it is needed in the density of physicality, be it your body, mind, or spirit, or all. The living light flows and flows into our physicality. The axiotonal lines, we're asking them to flow unimpeded into the axiotonal grids, to be disseminated wherever it is needed in the density of physicality, body, mind, and spirit, so that living light can flow and flow into our physicality and go where it needs to go. It has the wisdom. It knows where to go. The prana vortex continues to blast away density so the living light can flow. Take a minute to see a sense whether there's still clogging in the axiotonal grid, if there's too much clogging for the living light to flow, and if there's still too much clogging, again, ask the prana vortex to be a master blaster, blast away that low density energy. So the vortex starts flowing and opening to the living light flowing into the axiotonal lines, flowing into your physicality, whether it be in your body, mind, spirit, and to go to where it needs to go. See whether you need more of the Divine Mother or the Divine Father, and just take some time to continue the working with what you're feeling. Is there still a clog? Or does the light feel like it's flowing? Or does the vortex need, prana vortex seem, it needs to be stronger by drinking in more of the yin, more of the yang? Again, drink in Divine Mother energy to the vortex, Divine Father energy to the vortex, and know that the energy will continue flowing for hours after this. And so you want to make sure that Master Blaster has moved as much density out of the way so that there's no more clogging, or not very much clogging. It can take a few hours sometimes for the clogs to leave and the energy flows, the process has started. And now with your mind's eye, look and see if you have black spots that have been pushed out, ready to be removed. And we ask the Supreme Being to send silver cords down to vacuum out the black spots and take them to the sun to be purified, or wherever they will harm nobody, whatever's in the highest good. We ask the Supreme Being to vacuum out all the black spots and take them to the sun to be purified. And we ask the sacred element air to flow through our torus, that huge vortex around us, to help the living light move unimpeded along the grid lines. The sacred element air to flow along the grid lines of the torus, so that living light can flow unimpeded at the axitonal lines. Wherever it's needed. We're continuously drinking up the yin and the yang energy to keep the vortex strong, the prana vortex strong. And we ask that prana vortex to help unclog our axitonal grids so the living light can flow to our physicality to bring healing, to bring renewal, to bring regeneration. This living light that's holding the perfect blueprint for the all that is about us individually, to return everything to its original perfection. We ask the sun to bathe the all that is about us and all the colors of the universe to support this healing. We ask the sun to bathe us in all the colors of the universe to support this healing. We ask the sounds we need to bring healing, to breathe into wherever we need the sounds. And we ask that prana vortex to blast away any places of density that are blocking the sounds from flowing, so the sounds can flow unimpeded to where we need healing. The sounds breathe into where we need the healing. And we ask the Divine Mother and Divine Father of creation to ignite the vortex, continuously ignite the vortex, so living light can flow along those axiotonal lines. So living light can flow unimpeded to wherever there's the need for the issue that we are asking to be healed, or the highest priority that we're asking to be healed. And now we ask for this beautiful living light, these axiotonal lines, to flow to our pineal gland. We ask the prana vortex to remove any obstacles to the flow of the axiotonal lines, living light flowing into our pineal. The prana vortex blasts away density, blocking the living light flowing to our pineal glands. Living light flows unimpeded to our pineal glands. living light flowing to our pineal glands. And at this point, the prana vortex gently removes any obstacles to the flow of living light to our pineal gland. So the living light flows to our pineal. And now, authoritatively, say your name to yourself and ask for the healing issue to be gone and stay gone. That will be done. Aho Mataquiasam.